This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The D in DJV is no K for Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on this week's edition. He's here every week at this time, going through a lot of the research that he does at his clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiology, the research that he studies, lots of things about his profession. He's a cardiologist, but other things as well. Certainly we've been confronted with COVID and all the things related to for the past couple of years, and we still have, each time we get together, a couple of things that are COVID-related. And if you listen to our podcasts at djvhealthshow.com, you would hear a preponderance of things, including the most recent one discussing the new variant BA2. And then we talk about transplants from donors who have died from COVID. Are they any good? Vaccine talk, that sort of thing. Keep up with what's going on in conventional medicine by listening to Dr. Ken every week. If you can't hear the program, catch the podcast at DJV Show, djvhealthshow.com. That's djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we got a couple of COVID-related things, Ken. Let's start with those and see where we go from there. The approval of the second booster of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for people who are your age, my age, basically over the half-century mark. There are a lot of things. I think I told the story on the air. I didn't tell it here. I went to my pharmacist when I was picking up the prescription that you sent to him when I was in your office a couple of weeks ago. So I went to pick up the prescription, and I said, you know, there's 6 months between my booster. Let's get another one. And this is a fellow who's very highly regarded. He said, why do you want to have a fourth shot? I said, because I think it'll help me stave off or not have a problem. He says, nah, you have a strong immune system. I would not recommend you getting another booster because there are still too many questions about what's in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. We don't know, so you don't need it. Don't get it. What do you think of that advice?
Your pharmacist was just going by FDA approval, which is what he should have done up until this past Tuesday, because it was not allowed to recommend to you unless you were immunosuppressed at that point.
So no, he just told me I had a strong immune system and I shouldn't get it at all.
I don't want to get into his head, but I'm sure he was just following FDA guidelines and trying to reassure you why you didn't need it.
We talked about the FDA guidelines, and he said even when he didn't say anything about that, he just said, if you have a strong immune system, don't bother. That was his, because we don't know what is really in the vaccine. Well, this is a smart medical school guy.
Well, we don't know a lot about this disease. It's a brand new disease, and that's why everybody has an opinion. And you know, you just have to decide whose is better, because that's what you're dealing with, the unknown, when you have a new disease. But what I can tell you, what the FDA has recommended this past week, they haven't recommended that everybody over 50 get a fourth shot. What they're saying is, doctor, it's okay if you have a patient 50 and over, and you want to give them a fourth shot, and between you and your patient, you think it's best to get one, then it's okay. And that's important that you understand the FDA's opinion on all of this. Interestingly, they didn't go through their usual committee system to make this decision, which I think it was a little concerning to a lot of the physicians. And this is on an individual basis, that you have to look at an individual's risk of getting severe COVID, dying from COVID, getting into the hospital versus the potential unknown of a fourth shot. And there is some unknown here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my crystal ball is as good as anybody's crystal ball. So I think you have to sit down and figure out for each individual what their individual risk is for getting severe COVID-19, getting into the hospital. And it's very different. One of the incredibly remarkable things about COVID-19 is how different in severity this disease is for so many people. For many people, you barely know you have a cold. Yep. For some people, you don't get out of the hospital and you die a horrible, lonely death. And there are very few diseases that have this severe a way of affecting human beings, but COVID-19 does.
You know, while we're in the FDA department, I just thought I'd ask you this quickly. The regulators have issued a negative review of an experimental drug for Lou Gehrig's disease. A lot of people have been lobbying for this. It's known as ALS. I can't even pronounce what it's really called, but it destroys the nerve cells. So you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't swallow, you can't breathe. And so it's the bad stuff. So there were people trying to get this drug to be used. It's called Amylyx, A-M-Y-L-Y-X, combination of a couple of older drugs, a prescription for liver disorders, and then a dietary supplement that's associated actually with Chinese medicine. But the FDA says it only has modest impact on the disease. So if it only, even if it has modest impact, why wouldn't you be able to use it? I mean, it kind of reminds me of the discussion about, ivermectin or what was the other thing with COVID? Wasn't there some question?
Well, it doesn't do that much.
So what do you make of that sort of thing?
Well, you know, Robert Califf, MD, is currently head of the FDA, and Bob Califf was head of the CCU when I was an intern and resident at Duke, and he's an incredible guy.
Is he?
You know, anyone who's been in the same room as Rob Califf knows how lucky you are. He's just an incredible guy. And, I am in no place to second guess Bob Califf and the decisions coming out of the current FDA. He's a unique individual.
All right.
And they have data that we don't have. They're looking at both safety and effectiveness. And you've got a great head of the FDA right now. And, I just have to defer to Dr. Califf. I have since I was an intern.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. If you're interested in having a consult, either in person or with telemedicine as the focus of your connection, that's swell. Give him a call, 352-735-1400. As I said, even when I was there a couple of weeks ago, there were folks that listened to Ken and I on the radio who were in having the checkup. It was kind of a cool conversation. It was nice to see that people react as well as they do to Ken. He's a big help, and he certainly has saved a lot of people a lot in many different ways. So if you're interested, check out Ken at Lake Cardiology, again, 352-735-1400. Speaking of checking things out, those of you who are worried about what you're going to look like this summer in a bathing suit, time for you, or maybe you've gone on spring break, or you've taken your winter vacation, maybe you're taking a spring cruise, and you don't like the way you look. So you're going to go on a crash diet, lose as much weight as you can, and then what? You're going to keep it off? You're going to be able to keep it off? You can't keep, it's not good for your body to stay on these crazy irrational diets or do some of these crazy exercise programs. Not that dieting isn't good for you, because it is if you follow, you know, you still eat in a healthy manner, but you don't eat as much, or you follow certain guidelines. But then, you know, in the exercise program, sometimes people go over the edge. I don't know if there's any such thing. Some would tell you there is such a thing as too much exercise and how it affects your joints and your muscles and stuff. But the bottom line is once you lose the weight, you're going to question how you keep it off until you try Calitrin. Calotrien is the best choice, really, actually, look across the market. It's the only choice for healthy weight loss support. That's what it is. Don't let your weight get in the way. Calitrin can help. Go to toploss.com. We have one more weekend of the spring sale. Buy three, get three free, plus free shipping when you use the DJV code on checkout. Free shipping, the 3 month supply is really, it gets you started and then you keep it going. I've stayed on it for the 5 years that I've been associated with because there are other side benefits, like the ingredients are great for joints and not having you exposed to arthritis, all that good stuff. So, next time you're thinking about this, if you're thinking about it right now, take some action. Go to toploss.com, get on the program so that you can enjoy your new body and keep it that way forever using Calitrin. All natural. It's available at toploss.com when you check out. Get free shipping and other benefits by using the discount code DJ.
Fishing with foolishness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A foolish fisherman once caught a wise but tiny fish. The fish told the fisherman that he was too small to eat and that if he threw him back in the water, he would one day grow so big that he would make a large and wonderful meal, at which point the fisherman could catch and eat him then. The fisherman was convinced and threw the fish back. And then, of course, the fisherman had nothing. The fish, living with wisdom, kept what little he had. The farmer, fishing with foolishness, lost even the little he had. And from this tale, you might ask yourself, will you fish with foolishness in your own life and focus on how what you have is not enough? Or will you live with wisdom and focus on gratitude for even the smallest things that you have? For a sporting chance to catch some wisdom, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, available anywhere books are sold.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings.
I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps.
Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals.
Right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% off, and save the third. Toys, coupons, do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites, one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back to Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So there's another COVID thing that I wanted to check with you about, and that has to do with your specialty, or some would say speciality, as a cardiologist. Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID, or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
I don't think that the COVID vaccine is causing heart attacks. Where did you see that? I'm not aware of that.
Let's see.
I think what you may be seeing is, you know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention, keeping their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight under control. So a lot of people just have put this off, not only in heart, there's more heart attacks. People have put off their cancer screenings. So we're seeing more GI cancer, more breast cancer, just not getting prevented, lung cancer. So a lot of the prevention that usually occurs, people have put off. We've noticed recently that people are trying to catch up. So hopefully we'll get this done. The other thing is weight is going up. Most people put on 10 pounds over COVID just from being inside, not going to the gym, and people are suddenly trying to get that off.
All right. So I'm just looking at this. Where I saw it, the website for the American Heart Association says, we conclude that the mRNA vaccine dramatically increase inflammation on T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscles. Does that make any sense? we're going to run ourselves into time problems, so let's not give this short shrift. We'll continue with a little better explanation on this as we continue with DJV Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three and change after the hour. This is this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're talking about COVID vaccines and whether they impact your heart or not. And I just did, Ken, want to know where I got the info, and it came from the American Heart Association's website. And I'm not, listen, what do I know about thrombosis and cardiomyopathy and other vascular events that they're referred to here? But there must have been. I mean, you've seen, how many people do you see a week? Hundreds?
Wait a second. What the American Heart Association actually has at their website, I'm looking, and I would agree with this, is that post-vaccine myocarditis, that's an inflammation. Here's what they have. Here's the headline. In young people, is rare and usually mild. And that's study confirms. And that's what's at the American Heart Association about all this. And that was published December 6, 2021. And I'm looking right at the American Heart Association website right now. And I would agree with that. There is a very small group, and they're usually males under 30 that have shown some of this. But the current thinking is, if you look at the numbers, that you're more likely to get myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, from the virus than you are from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's been no general statement, you know, don't get vaccinated because of concern over myocarditis. And again, in most of the people, and they're usually males under 30, it's been a mild issue and extremely rare that it's been anything more than mild. I have not seen anybody who's had a severe reaction to the vaccine. For my own issues about whether to be vaccinated or not, certainly I've been triply vaccinated. I've had three shots. I've yet to have the fourth one. I'm aware of the approval. And for myself, I'm still weighing the benefits and the risks. I have not yet scheduled a fourth shot. And this is the fourth shot. I think you really have to individually talk about it. You know, not giving up too much of my HIPAA, but I'm hopefully in relatively good health. And you know, but I am thinking about a fourth shot, and I'm going to have to do a lot more thinking about it. And and I haven't closed the door to it. But again, it was just approved this week, and I'm still thinking about it. But in terms of the first three, there wasn't a thought, and
I went
right in there, and I wasn't concerned at all about the myocarditis because it's so rare, because without any vaccine, we know that your risk of getting myocarditis from the virus is higher, much higher than it is from getting the virus from the vaccine.
Regardless, and you early on convinced me successfully to do the same thing. So, that's
what are you thinking? Have you thought about a fourth shot for you, or are you going to ask me what I thought for you?
Well, I did. I mean, I had the discussion with the pharmacist, and he recommended that I not get it because of things that are in it that may affect you that we don't know about.
Well, and you have if you're using that as a big determinator in your mind, I would call that same pharmacist and say, hey, the FDA this week approved the fourth shot. What have you reassessed your opinion for me?
I won't call him. I'll go see him. I'd rather just have an in-person conversation, watch his body language. All right, so I got a strong immune system. Why do I need to have a shot?
The reason being is that you want to travel a lot.
Yep.
And so it's unclear the level of disease in the areas where you're traveling and you cross through a lot of people. And the determination right now is how prevalent COVID is where you are and then what your risk factors are personally. You know, certainly I would feel pretty good if you had another one
for you.
Okay. And you don't want to know the reason why, but on the air. But,
all right. So maybe we'll discuss it. All right. Dr. Ken, we continue. Another half hour is coming right up.
This is sponsored by IBM. The 64th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet will include a very special feature, IBM Watson's Artificial Intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 15 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet and on the Grammy.com artist pages. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
The Grammy Awards are such an exciting event filled with fascinating artists and music creators. And Grammy Insights with IBM Watson is an opportunity to share their stories on screen as they walk the red carpet to enhance the fan experience. Now in our fifth year of collaboration with the Recording Academy, IBM is so excited to expand on this concept by bringing AI-powered data to hundreds of individual artist pages on Grammy.com for the very first time.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 64th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirms several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother for consulting fees. USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jurors will hear closing arguments Friday in the trial of four men accused of trying to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a case with informants, undercover agents, secret recordings, and two people who pled guilty cooperating. President Biden has ordered the release of 180 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve built up by President Trump's energy independence policy. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia says Biden's plan will make just a minor difference, and that's not why the reserves are there.
Well, it's going to make a minor difference, but let me tell you, that's not what the reserves are intended for. That's not why they are there. It's not to bring down the price of petroleum in our country. They're there for a specific reason in case we need them in an emergency. But, you know, any help that we can get, obviously, with the price of gas right now that's impacting Americans. I mean, you realize inflation is costing families $5,600 a year. I mean, people are missing two paychecks every year as a result of inflation. And what's so sad is that this could have been avoided and should have been avoided. If it were not for Joe Biden and this administration's war on fossil fuels, war on energy independence, we wouldn't be in this mess right now that we're in. Sure. Is it going to help? It's going to help a little bit, but not enough to make a significant difference.
NCAA Final Four games will be played Saturday in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With Dr. Ken Cronos, second half hour of this week's DGV Health Program. Find it at dgvhealthshow.com. If you can't hear it on the air, you hear the podcast there. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Cronos from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. You can reach him at his office, 352-735-1400. We're talking about vaccines and who ought to get them and who might not be so likely to need another vaccine. And Ken and I have been talking about it. Brings up a good point because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in the fall. I'm probably going to go to South Africa. I'm going to go to Israel. And who knows what the realities are in those places. So he has that in mind. So I asked him whether or not we ought to wait, because isn't all this stuff going to be in the regular flu shot that comes out to prepare us for next winter? And so what the answer, you want to explain the answer to that, Ken, where that might be?
Well, getting the people didn't hear our whole conversation, but
no.
the decision for each of us whether to get a fourth shot, if you have already had third, depends on a number of factors. It's how prevalent, how frequent where you are, where you live, COVID is, and then what is your risk of getting severe COVID, dying, getting hospitalized if you do get COVID. So there's a lot of so-called variables to determine for each person. And Doug wants to travel to all these various environments, and they each have their own different changing in time. So that, I think, increases his risk as he cross-pollinates through all these different people and locations. And then based on his age, really, is his big risk factor, because he is in amazingly good health otherwise, but age becomes a risk factor for COVID. It is what it is. But then we further discussed. He was asking me, is it going to be in the flu vaccine? But this is another factor for me personally in my own personal calculus of figuring out whether I should get the fourth shot, because there are out there on the near-term frontier new vaccines being developed, especially a vaccine that will include all the other variants and a vaccine that will also potentially be combined with the flu vaccine. So there are a number of potentially newer vaccines, second, third generation vaccines for COVID-19 that are not too far away. So I, for myself, am waiting to hear what the new vaccines are looking like before I make the decision for myself. But again, this is a decision you've got to make with your doctor individually, because no one has the same answer for everybody. This is where individualized medicine is key.
Yep. All right. So let's go on to some other things here that are part of your research this week. Before we actually get into that, I thought we ought to spend a minute talking about Bruce Willis and the announcement this week that he has a brain disease that may affect his ability to speak. And otherwise, I'm trying to remember, it begins with an A, but I can't remember. Aphasia?
Aphasia.
Aphasia. Right. What is that? And what is what he's? This seems like out of the blue. Nobody. He's made lots of movies, and his career and seemed to be fine. Come to find out that he can't remember lines, so he's got what they call an IFB, an earplug, where people are giving him the lines as he's speaking them. He's being told what the lines are because he can't remember them. But if somebody tells him, he can speak them. So what the heck is this? I don't know that I've heard of it.
Really, it's just that it's out in the public, so apparent, so transparent, out of the blue. But if you talk to people who have worked with him, actually this has been suspected for a while that something's going on with his cognition, his mind, his ability to think and remember. But the best we know, and again, I don't think we know all the details here. All we know is that he's going to be stepping away from his profession, and that's where. That's what has shined the light on this week. But what we know is that they're calling it aphasia. This is where you have difficulty speaking. You also have difficulty understanding. This is often due to either head trauma or a stroke, and it's not being made readily available to the rest of us, you know, if he's had either one of these. But there has been some suspicion among those who work with him that something's just not been right for the past couple of years.
Right. Okay. You're the cardiologist. Let's talk about good heart health, avocados, and your heart. What's the scoop?
Yes. As you would suspect, eating avocados out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is mentioned this week as a way to lower your risk of getting a heart attack. So it's not surprising that such a food would be heart healthy, but a big study showed this, and so you want to continue to lower your risk of having any heart issues, just add some avocados to your diet.
There you go. Avocados. I don't like the consistency, though. People say they're good for me. I'm funny about that. I just don't. There's nothing about it's kind of gushy and like eating a raw egg, but they are good for you. I've seen that in a number of places. All right, next things that are good for you include daytime naps. So where are we? We think about them in terms of people our age having a nap, but this looks like it's more focused on younger folks, this study, yeah?
Yes, and this may be why you enjoy your nap so much, but a study was done that showed that youngsters, preschoolers who take a nap actually learn to read quicker than their peers. This is out of the Medical Journal Child Development this week. So it's a good idea, mom and dad, encourage the preschoolers to take that nap and get the rest. And turns out they may get ahead of the rest of us in terms of mental abilities.
Ah, okay, so that's good. Here's some not so good news. Those of you who we've been talking about smoking, we always talk a lot about smoking on this program and how it is that the reality of people smoking. I was talking on the DJV show with the ladies around the program with me, and one of the ladies talked about seeing a woman stopped at a stoplight smoking away with a young child in the back seat of the car. That's almost like child abuse, isn't it? I mean, any of this, any kind of smoke, whether it be the stuff you're doing to yourself or the secondhand smoke that comes out of your mouth or your nostrils or comes from the cigarette or, in this case, the marijuana bong, not good.
Exactly. We got to really protect our kids from whatever's out there in the air. But JAMA, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association Network, opened this week. Secondhand smoke from marijuana generates four times the pollutant levels as tobacco cigarettes, and tobacco cigarettes, definitely not a good idea to expose anyone to the secondhand smoke. And just putting this in perspective, how you think marijuana is not an issue, it's just horrible for anybody around you.
But it's becoming more and more prevalent, and in fact, this week there was a bill before the House of Representatives to legalize marijuana. That's been something that's been tried. It's getting closer and closer to winning. You know as well as I do, it's going to be legalized, the same as tobacco and the same as liquor. And a lot of people are making a good argument for it. That doesn't mean that it's good for you, because smoking tobacco products are not good for you, and liquor sure as hell isn't good for you. So all of these things, leaving it up to people and educating yourself as to what to do to your body. I wouldn't put any of that stuff in my body. I never have and never will. It's just amazing how people think through or don't think through some of this stuff and the ramifications of it. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. More to come. First, an idea whose time has come as we've gone through daylight savings and we sort of are now regulating our body, getting it back to whatever storm, system of regularity you have in your sleeping pattern. If you're not sleeping well, all the MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com are aimed at one thing and one thing only, and that's to give you a good night's rest and to give your pets. They have dog beds that are just as comfortable as the mattresses they make for you. They have all kinds of high-quality products, page after page after page of things. This year, I tried something new, the flannel Giza, the Dream Sheets. I got a set of those, and boy, did I like it during the cold winter months here. As a matter of fact, I got two sets, and they really helped me enjoy get snuggled up. And that's what you want, to get a comfortable snuggle up with great pillows, pillowcases, sheets, the whole deal, blankets, great mattresses. Find them all at MyPillow.com. And when you figure out what your favorite products are, order them. Use the DJV code for all kinds of discounts up to 65%. With, for example, the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, get one. Pay the regular price, get another one free. It's the BOGO deal, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Put DJV. That's the promo code, DJV, for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself.
Have you been putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've seen what's happening in the market. This is clearly no time to gamble. Can you really afford to lose any more of your retirement savings? Hey, here's the good news. You don't have to lose another penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street desperately hopes you'll never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money, even when the market tumbles, just as it's done for more than 160 years. And it gives you tax-free and penalty royalty-free access to your savings. These are treacherous times, and now, more than ever, you can't afford to take one wrong step. So get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. Hurry. To get this free report, go to SaveYourRetirementNow.com right now. That's SaveYourRetirementNow.com. SaveYourRetirementNow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about sleep and stuff. Sleep apnea. Lack of getting a good night's sleep sometimes happens because you have sleep apnea. So now, what's being done? It's hard to figure out what really is the cause of sleep apnea or how to fix it.
Let me ask you not to read any of that into what you have, because that's not quite where it's at. Actually, sleep apnea is incredibly common. It occurs in 25% of men and 10% of adult women. And cardiologists don't specifically treat or diagnose sleep apnea, but the reason why cardiologists get interested in it, because it works against all the goodness that we're trying to do for your health, and it offsets all of that, and it will lead untreated to early coronary artery disease, rhythm problems of the heart. It's one of the reasons why people have high blood pressure and they can't figure it out. So untreated sleep apnea, it creates havoc, and that's only to the heart, and it destroys many other parts of the body. And what the news is this week, this is out of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, you know, that's the group that has a lot of influence on what insurers cover, and they tend to be very, very cautious. They're the group that argued against PSAs a while ago, which has been changed. But the news out of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force this week is when there's no evidence to support screening adults, that is, there's no symptoms. The symptoms of sleep apnea consists of you snore, you're obese, you always wake up even after a good night's sleep, tired. You might have your sleeping partner is very good at diagnosing this. They'll hear you snore, and then while you're sleeping, they'll hear you stop breathing and then wake up gasping for air. If your sleeping partner tells you that they're hearing that, you have sleep apnea. So basically what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is saying, if you don't even snore, have one sign or symptom, you shouldn't be screened for sleep apnea. That's all they're saying. And because as common as this is and as how much havoc it can cause, people do get screened for it. My own feeling is that if you have high blood pressure and no one can figure out why you have high blood pressure, a doctor very skilled and accustomed to treating high blood pressure just can't figure out why you have high blood pressure, then I think it's worth screening for sleep apnea. But if you snore, you're obese, you wake up and you're just not feeling well after a good night's rest, I think that is enough to be screened. And I really think that this preventive task force thinks so also.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. Stay tuned.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at Gorgeous.
please. He's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. He's here to answer some of my questions, some of your questions, as this is called, Questions for Dr. Ken. First question has to do with a proposal from Medicare covering an Alzheimer's drug. They have proposed to have this Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm, I think that's it, but only for patients who enroll in a clinical study. Is this unusual, or is this something that, because it's so expensive, perhaps, that's why they're doing this, to do a little bit more research on a specific group of people? How do these trials work, Ken?
Well, this was very controversial, and this was before an announcement before the current director of the FDA. This was a drug that the committee that advises the FDA recommended not approving, and it's a drug that's extremely expensive. Anyone on Medicare this year noted a remarkable personal increase in their expense for Medicare, and the reason for that unbelievable increase, annual increase in Medicare, is supposedly to pay for this drug, which is extremely expensive, which didn't even have amazingly good data to make sure it was approved. And a number of the so-called thought leaders, experts who sit on committees for the FDA actually announced that they would no longer participate in FDA committees because of how the decision was made. This is a huge controversy, and in the current leadership of the FDA, the policy went that if you went on this drug, it would be a very select group. and you'd have to participate in this study. Maybe next year they'll lower our Medicare rates because they have limited the number of people who will get this, but it clearly needs more study. So I think the judgment, they're making the best of it from this, and it'll be interesting to see how Medicare rates are affected by this next year.
Yep. Okay. With regard to your expertise as a cardiologist, is this rise in blood pressure when you stand up dangerous? Remember, you and I talked a little bit. I have this monitor now that you have given me. It's like a Fitbit, and it monitors all of the vitals in your body and sends it to an app, and you're looking at it every day. And I've been watching myself, my blood pressure, systolic and diastolic. Which one comes first? Diastolic or
systolic? Systolic's the top number, diastolic's the bottom number.
So mine has been ranging between 110 and 120 since you gave me this. And then, you know, there are new guidelines because people are concerned more these days about hypertension. Is that correct? Is that what that number indicates?
Well, we've always been concerned about hypertension, but Medicare did a big study a few years ago that showed that by what you're talking about is called remote patient monitoring, RPM, or remote physiological monitoring, RPM, that we can keep people out of the hospital, we can keep them out of the ER, if in real time we are following you like an astronaut on our dashboard, and we are providing this service in the office. We give you this high-tech watch, which will allow us to follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature, your steps, your mental state, your pulse ox, your oxygenation. It'll soon even give you your blood sugar without any injection, just by the wristband, and also an EKG soon. But it gives us all this data. It also tells us the quality of your sleeping right now. You just have to tap the dial, and it gives you immediately your blood pressure. And then with using an app on your phone, which is free, it then connects with us, and we can watch on our dashboard in real time. And I used this just last week to keep somebody out of the ER, and I realized, wow, so that's why Medicare is pushing this program, because it really does
save
them
money.
And we were so excited about it, because without that data in the past, I would have definitely had to send this person to the ER, but I was able to see their heart rate, their oxygenation, and said, this person doesn't need to go to the ER, and the person's doing great.
All right, but this is more work for you, isn't it? The doctor's going to have, or the staff will have more work to do in a sense?
Well, the nice thing is that included in the funding for this is the ability to have a monitoring center, a monitoring group that watches this. So it is automated, and if we have monitors for this, and I will be notified, or my nurse will be notified if it comes outside of what we want for you. So we're watching you, and fortunately, Medicare has devoted the funding to do this right. We're very pleased.
All right, so there it is, the latest great answers to great questions. Thank you. Send them along to us here at DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.